I got my cup of coffee here, and I am ready for the next 30 minutes. Amen and amen. Hey, welcome to Sunday Worship. It is Joey Kroll. Here we go on this 23rd day of October. No cream and sugar. Don't need to ruin a good cup of coffee. Hey, Sunday Worship is a program that really just prepares our hearts and minds on Jesus. Yeah, we focus on scripture, songs, devotions, encouragement, have a little bit of fellowship in between, hear some great God-honoring music sprinkled in as well, and I think you'll be blessed here for the next 30 minutes. Got some wonderful Christ-centered, God-honoring music on the way, including this one from the Maranatha Singers, I Give You My Heart, here on today's edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio.
Give you praise, oh.
So much for having your radio tuned to Sunday worship today. It is Joey Kroll. I appreciate your time and your attention here. And if you got some time, though, maybe today, tomorrow, this week, be sure to connect with us on Facebook. Just look up Sunday Worship Radio right there on Facebook. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 20 and 21 says, "Now may the God of peace, who through the blood of the eternal covenant brought back from the dead our Lord Jesus, the great shepherd of the sheep, equip you with every good thing to do his will." Corey Ten Boom said one time, "If God sends us on strong paths, we are provided with strong shoes." Thanks for listening to Sunday Worship. That's right. We've come to lift up and glorify the name that is above every name. Thank you so much for listening to Sunday Worship today. I hope and pray you are having yourself a good weekend. Our family the other day had our family photo session, I think is what they call it. We have a good friend of ours who's a photographer. She's a believer, loves the Lord, and took our pictures and it's not cheap. I will say that. It's not cheap at all. But I do have to say, I shouldn't let my wife hear me say this, but it's good to capture those memories, though. Amen. Yeah, and I pray it's the same for you and your family this weekend. You know, most of us, we have a word for things that we receive but don't deserve. They're called gifts. Because we got Christmas gifts, birthday gifts, unexpected gifts. They all fall in the category of what the Bible calls grace. Thank you, Jesus, for grace. I mean, they're things that we receive that we don't earn. But when you take just a quick second, hit the pause button, and when you add them up, the list of God's gifts, pretty long. Love, forgiveness, countless blessings. The Bible tells us that God gives because he loves. That's the nature of grace, receiving without deserving. So take some time to thank him for the undeserved blessings that he has poured into your life.
Praise to the Lord, the Almighty, the King of creation. Oh, my soul, praise him, for he is thy health and salvation. All ye who hear, now to his temple draw near. Join me in glad adoration. Oh,
praise to the Lord, who are all things so wondrously
come to magnify King Jesus today. Thank you so much for listening to Sunday Worship. It's Joey Kroll with you. And, you know, I'll tell you what, we just serve a mighty, mighty God. We really do. Amen. We really do. I came across this passage. In fact, this morning, Isaiah 40:26, I thought I'd share it with you today. It says, "Lift up your eyes on high and see who has created these things, who brings out their host by number, who calls them all by name, by the greatness of his might and the strength of his power. Not one is missing."
When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my life you taught me to say, glorious thought, my sin not in part, but the whole is nailed to the cross, and I bear.
Declare that today. No matter what is going on around me, it is well with my soul. That's Brandon Heath here on today's edition of Sunday Worship, right here on Great News Radio. I hope you are having yourself a wonderful, wonderful Sunday. And in fact, we are so grateful for those who really pray for this ministry here at Great News Radio. I'll tell you what, when somebody goes on our behalf to the throne room of Almighty God, boy, that says something. There's so much power in that, for sure. So we would greatly appreciate your prayers as we just continue to broadcast the hope of the gospel, the truth of God's word. And we just pray that people will respond when the gospel is presented here on Great News Radio. And we also not only just covet your prayers, but we greatly appreciate your financial contributions as well. And if you have time today or this week, you can let us know of your financial partnership. You can mail in your notes of encouragement and gifts of support to Great News Radio, Post Office Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. Again, that's Great News Radio, Post Office Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. Or you can give online. That's how we do it in our home. Just visit greatnewsradio.org and click on the button there on the right-hand side that says donate. And from all of us here at Great News Radio, thank you so much for your continued prayers and gifts of support. Well, don't forget, tune in tomorrow morning. Mark Burns will help you get through the Monday blahs for the Monday edition of Mark and Friends. Tomorrow morning, 7:32 a.m. Central Time, or that's 8:32 a.m. for our great Indiana listeners. Until next time, though, friends, just remember, as you go out and about this week, that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus.